Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Patricia Williams, and I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. We're going to have us a good time on today because we're going to talk about something that needs to be brought out. This is going to be a very good topic. And I hope that everyone had a blessed weekend over the weekend. I know mine was blessed, and I had a really nice time this weekend, not only spending with family, but also spending it with my church family as well. So I pray everyone had a blessed weekend, and I'm sure that your week, your Monday, is starting off well also. I just want to encourage each and every one of you to call in on the line anytime you feel like you have a question to ask or you would like to share a comment or you would like to give your input on something. I just encourage you to please call in and give your opinion. Or just tell me what you would like to talk about, and we will definitely discuss it. And I also would like to thank each and every one of you for supporting me, because I couldn't have done this without your help. Your prayers are not going unrewarded. Believe that, because I feel the prayers of the righteous all the time. And I know you are praying for me, because it is my heart desire to do the will of my Father, to do what God has called me to do. So I thank each and every one of you for praying for me, because like I said, I feel your prayers. And also, if you have a special request, it doesn't matter what it is, please email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. I may be feeling... You may be, excuse me, I am trying to do three different things at one time. But glory be to God, it's finna get handled right now. And I just want everyone to know that I appreciate you and what you are doing and how you are encouraging me. So last week we had talked about the heart, and we had focused on one particular thing, and that was the saying, God knows my heart. And I had a lot of feedback from that. It wasn't negative. It was more of an enlightenment to some, just put it like that, because it is not my intention to bring anything negative towards anyone, because I strictly am led by the Holy Spirit, and I am strictly hear the voice of God, because I don't want to offend anyone, just like I don't want anyone to offend me. But the reactions were very, very good, and it has also encouraged me. People were saying that they would say God knows my heart, but still in all, they would do things that was not pleasing to God. And also, they were saying once they did a self-examination of themselves and seen how much the topic was relating to them, and I'm not putting nobody down because I'm like this. There is no perfect one. Everyone is striving to do what the Father has told them to do. And this is a process. You're not going to get delivered overnight. But you also know the root cause of what you do and why you do it. So that way, once that you know why you do something, that's when you can work on it. And you can allow God to work on it as well. But as long as you don't know what the root cause of it is, it's still going to continue to go on and on. So anyway, they were sharing with me how all through the years before they were saved, they would use that as an excuse to cover up for something that wasn't pleasing to God. And they were telling me how that topic enlightened them and how they had shared it. That's what I want you to do. Tell God and tell the people how things are helping you, especially this show or some books or anything you may give, you may have. Tell them, inspire somebody else. Don't be selfish to keep it all to yourself. We are helpers to one another. Let the other person know how much you are being inspired by the topic. So you don't know who deliverance you are holding just by covering it up. So that was a good thing. Always share what you have learned with others so they can help, so that can help somebody else come out of what they're in. Because we are overcame by the word of our testimony. So whatever testimony you have, you don't know what major impact you have made on that person. Hello, Keith. Hello, Apostle Leger.
How you doing, woman of God?
I'm blessed. And yourself?
Wonderful.
Amen, amen. It's so good to have you on today. So good. So I want you all to, if you have any questions or comments, please dial in at 347-324-3622. Don't be ashamed. Dial in with your questions and your comments. And we would love to hear them. And we will give you our insight and our intellect by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today we're going to talk about that Lodabar experience. And I talked that yesterday about the Lodabar experience because God gave me that topic yesterday. And he was telling me, man to God, that some of his people are still in the Lodabar experience trying to experience the presence of God.
Come on.
While they are in a Lodabar experience, and they are confused because one day they're up, the next day they're down, and they trying to get a balance, but they don't know what is keeping them. So God gave me this yesterday, and it had enlightened even my spiritual insight, and as well as many others. So we want to get to the place to where how we can release that Lodabar mentality and step out into the fullness and the presence of God. So, man of God, you want to kick it off?
Yes, ma'am. When you think about the Lodabar experience, you look back inside of the Bible. If we have to look at Lodabar was a town in the Old Testament in Gilead, to be honest, it was considered a ghetto town where they had a ghetto mentality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of times, woman of God, we have people who are stuck and they are stagnated spiritually and physically because their mindset along with their surroundings never change. You know, woman of God, I'm a famous believer that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting to get different results. And people who are in Lodabar do not change. They refuse to change.
No.
Their minds,
they
refuse to change physically because they feel what they're doing is right. And just because does not mean it's accurate. If that's the case, everything we've been shown as individuals growing up, it wasn't all right, because if it was all right, then we wouldn't have had to tweak it when we got older. So it's very important in the for you to come out of Lodabar and get out of Lodabar, because Lodabar can leave you stuck and it can leave you begging for crumbs off the ground, both spiritually and physically.
Yes. And you know, that's something too, because we as African Americans, we are accustomed to having less than what we have already, that God has already want to bless us with. You know, God wants us to have more, but some African Americans, I can speak for us, we don't have the mentality to accept because we come from a range of ancestors thinking that we are not that good to receive, to have more, or we are not good enough to live a certain way. But that's the mentality they have also brought into the believer's mindset, because some leaders, they are preaching the word, but they are not preaching that, hey, it is all right to have something. It is all right to be a prosperous. But they have the mentality where they are putting the Lord inside a box, man of God, and you cannot go outside the box, and you cannot even tip the box. You just got to go right there, and you cannot come out. And it's to the point to where they say, okay, he is not going to bless you no more. And that's where some people's mentalities are right now. They think God is done blessing you. So what is your intake on that?
The thing is, woman of God, and I hate to say it, you brought up a good point. Our
mm-hmm.
people
yes.
think less of themselves because of what we've been through. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
I appreciate everything our people been through, and I honor the sacrifices that they made. But
mm-hmm.
in this day and hour, the God I serve is bigger than racism. He's bigger than inferiority. He's bigger than anything that the enemy tries to throw by using people. A lot of Christians
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are stuck in Lodabar because they live in old customs into a new era. Let me tell you something. Trump
mm-hmm.
ain't my president. God my
mm-hmm.
president.
Come on, man.
The people who, because what they fail to realize is the Bible say the government shall be on his shoulder. And
yes.
every knee shall bow, and that's what they fail to realize. So when people who are stuck in Lodabar, they find every kind of excuse imaginable not to get
mm-hmm.
what is rightfully theirs. And a lot of times, woman of God, the reason why they don't get what's rightfully theirs is because they disqualify themselves. And let me make this statement tonight, and I'm not trying to get political or anything, but
mm-hmm.
it ain't the white man's fault. Because
no,
the
not.
White man got to answer to God, too. You know, so
come
we
got
to understand that whatever you want, if you are in right standing with God, you will get it. One thing I know
mm-hmm.
for a fact, woman of God, and you probably could attest to this,
mm-hmm.
My father had a ninth grade education. His
mm-hmm.
parents never graduated from high school. My
mm-hmm.
daddy's mom never even made it to grade school. But what I thank
mm-hmm.
God about was I was able to break that curse of inferiority because I was able to not only get an associate's, I was able to get a bachelor's. And not only
yeah.
I was able to get a bachelor's, but on September 30th, I'm officially having a master's. You can
come
have
on now.
What
That's
you
it.
Want to have because
right.
God says you're entitled to it. The Bible says
That's
it specifically. Right. He's no respecter of person. But, woman of God, what's sad is we can't get folks out of Lodabar because they refuse to change their mindset and their mentality.
Yes. And then the saddest part about it, it is there. You can see the vision. You can see where you are supposed to be, but then that fear and the mentality that you came from, you don't want to go to where God has you at, or where God already done laid out the foundation for you to be. And man of God wants people wake up, because Lodabar is a place where you don't have no communication. It's just a place of lack, a place of poverty. Your mindset has to be renewed. But once you go through that experience and you can see see what God has for you ahead, and you got to activate the faith within you for to come out of Lodabar. If not, you're going to be there because it's just what it is, experience. It don't mean you have to continue to live there. But, man of God, and you can contest to this as well, once you have the mindset to get more, did you have people come up against you?
Absolutely. Telling me it didn't take all of that, and don't be doing this and doing that because you act like you're forgetting where you come from and the whole nine yards. I'm not trying to forget where I came from. I'm trying to honor it by doing better. That's what I'm trying to do because I know I serve a bigger God than the struggles we dealt with. I'm not trying to live off the government. I'm not. It's a lot of things I ain't trying to do. And the reason why I'm not trying to do it is because I don't want to do what everybody else do. I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to get complacent. Because if you really look at the character of the people in Lodabar, the people in Lodabar were stuck, and they were stuck because they all were thinking the same. So if if I gotta be the odd duck to be bountifully blessed, let me be the odd duck.
That's it. That's it. And man of God, can you contest as well once that you get your mindset changed? And just like I said at the beginning of the show, we have believers that are stuck in Lodabar, but they trying to obtain the presence of God as well, which you can't do that because it doesn't convey together. But once you come out of Lodabar and you have a strong mentality to like, God, I'm going to do what you say do. I'm going to go where you say go. Your whole outlook on Christianity changes. Your spiritual level changes because Lodabar actually kept you down in a captivity. But once you came out, your whole spiritual being, just like it just done transformed. And have you had people that was trying to pull you back into where God has delivered you out of?
Lord, yes, woman of God. And it's so sad. It's so sad that, you know, that it's your own people that tries to do that to you. Woman of God, let me tell you something. We were saying, I told you, the people of God that and you on last week. Can't nobody keep an accurate record of what you done wrong or how you struggled better than those who've been around you. They got a file.
Yes.
They got a file. They could tell you. They could tell you when you were gassy, all the way down to when you accidentally took an extra drink. They could tell you everything. The date, time, they can pretty much, like a good literary author, they could give you the who, what, when, where, why, and how at any given time. But what's so sad, woman of God, we are supposed to evolve as individuals. We are supposed to evolve as Christians. Even the Bible says he moves from glory to glory. It's not just our job. It's our direct obligation to grow.
Yes.
So the same person you probably knew in 2012 might not be the same person I am today because I had to grow and I had to change and my mindset had to change. But people will constantly remind you of what you done wrong or where you were or how you was there is because, honestly, woman of God, they always expected you to stay in Lodabar with them. They never want you to really be blessed. They never really want you to obtain greatness. And people who don't want to obtain greatness, they have a negative capacity about them. That's all they that's all they hold. So when they see you being blessed or they see you come out and you're doing something different, they try to make you remember or they try to take you back to the time or when y'all were cool or to the time when you struggled because that seemed normal to them. I don't want it to be normal that in order for me to make a living, I have to pull concrete. The devil is a liar. Don't knock nobody who pulls. I don't knock nobody who pulls, but I'm a shirt and tie brother. You hear what I'm telling you? I don't
know.
Yes. It's optional for me. I'm a country boy. It's optional for me if I want to go outside. I like dealing with my chickens and my dogs and different things, but that's something I don't have to make me a living out of because God gave me the power to pursue. And like he gave us the power to pursue, he gave us the power to obtain wealth. So if you want to stay stuck and if you want to call out when I had to get a payday loan, or if you want to call out when I had to go don't call out when I owe somebody $20 and they paid them back until this and that, that's on you. But I know that my debt is cleared because God then elevated me out of Lodabar.
That's it, man. That is so true because Lodabar is a spirit that will connect to you if that you will allow it to linger with you for life. And man of God, once people come out of Lodabar, do you feel like they want to rush back because it's so uncomfortable and they don't want to come out? Because it's like you say, a comfort zone. They always can run back to it because I won't get hurt or people will not even notice who I am.
Absolutely, woman of God. And it's sad because when something is new, folks don't like trying it. And it's sad because in the new is something brand new that it could actually grow you and could actually take you to a new level. You know, it's the same way you ever had family who are stuck and stagnated and they somewhere else mentally and you pull up in a brand new car. And when you pull up, say, oh, you went get yourself in debt, huh?
Oh, my God.
How many times have you heard that?
Oh,
but,
I've heard it
you
so
keep
many
looking
times.
At, but you don't. But you still looking at the car. Me pull up in the car years later. So evidently, I'm not in debt. Evidently, he gave me the power to produce. So that's what you know. That's how folks is. So automatically, they mad because you don't want a hoopty ride. So they gonna bring you to the point of where you want you to go back with them to go hoopty ride. And it's the same thing, woman of God, even spiritually, with the saints. Woman of God, you know how many saints we got stuck and stagnated in Lodabar? Where they're giving their tithe, giving their offering, going to church every Sunday, studying their word, really looking, screening the word of God and finding out what their rights are. Because the Bible, if you live right, it ain't nothing but your biblical rights. And they're finding out all this stuff. And they even the hardest shouters inside a church on Sunday. But that's the main ones. Sit down and don't do nothing, and actually wait for officer. I mean, and actually wait for the government to give them a handout. No, you bigger than that apartment. You bigger than what you struggling with. If you praise God as hard as your faith was sustained, then you would be in a 5-bedroom house right now. But folks don't want to take God at his word, and they don't want to allow God to unpeel them out of them situations they're in because they done made it normal and a part of their itinerary.
That's so true. And, man of God, I see people now, they even look defeated. You can tell the ones that are still in the Lodabar mentality. And these are saints of God because they look defeated and they look like they don't have any hope left. That's how much they are just there. They are just uncomfortable. Man of God, once that you come out of the experience, there's always God has to revitalize you and just to, you know, uplift you again. What are some of the things that God had did for you after that you came out of it?
Woman of God, I'm going to tell you the first thing that happened. When I came out of Lodabar, the first thing that happened for me was I began to be financially blessed. And,
come on,
and you know, everybody could say financially blessed. You know, it could be just a couple of dollars. No, I began to really be financially blessed. I stopped treating my tithes like a like it was a supper fudge, and I treated it like a seed. I wasn't, when I was in Loader Bar, I was given like it hurt, but I was given it like it actually, how was the word I'm looking for? But I was given it out of obligation, but I was resenting my seed. When I came out of Loader Bar, I don't resent their seed no more. I understand that their seed is activation to something new. That's the first thing that changed. The second thing that changed was my mindset. My mindset wasn't little anymore. Well, God, you say in your word, and I tried him at his word, you could do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think, and according to the power that worketh within us. So it's not my it's my desire to take you at your word, and I know you can bless me with a house and get me out of this apartment. And immediately, woman of God, you start seeing stuff progressing and things begin to change. I say, okay, God, I'm tired of driving this car. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to walk in this dealership. I'm going to try you at your word, and I'm going to believe God that you can get me into another vehicle. The old me, when I was stuck in Loader Bar, be like, oh, forget it. Them white folks won't give us a break. No, it's not them white folks you guys going to give you a break. It's God that already gave you the breakthrough before you even break the door open at the dealership. So I don't worry about that. Yeah. God is my line of credit. But if people understand their birthright in its entirety, and they'll understand that they're entitled to everything the Bible says that they can have, then they would honestly be too happy to come out of Loader Bar or come out of that ghetto mentality.
Yes, yes. Amen. This is so true, because coming out of my Loader Bar experience, my spiritual eyes open, because that is the only thing about that. Once that you in that predicament, you cannot see anything, because you cannot even feel the presence of God. You cannot even do anything. It's just like you are working in the natural realm. But then once you just come out of it, your spiritual eyes will just open, your spiritual ears, everything will just, you know, enlighten you. You are basically a new person. You are basically a new person, and then your faith has just went up. It just soared. So, man of God, do you have any last words for the people of God, those who just having a problem with this?
Woman God, what I will say, and I know the time is light, but what I will say is, if you understand that you are in Loader Bar, understand that it's not normal. Even if you pay attention, even a baby chick eventually gets weaned off his mama. Even eventually, they got to get out of the nest. God is not a box. He has no walls. What you see around you is not necessarily always normal. God can do for you what you feel is not capable to be done for yourself. And if you save, and if you know the word of God, get in that book and understand your rights as a Christian. Because when you understand your rights as a Christian, you understand it entirely. If you could take a moment, to sit down when you get on a new job and read the rules and the regulations, if you could take your time and go through training when you get a new position at work, you could take a moment and train yourself up through the word of God. Eat that word to the point where you understand every right you have biblically on how not to live in no stagnated mentality.
Exactly. Well, man of God, I thank you. This has been truly a great topic. And people, if that you miss anything, go back to the archives and re-listen. This is some good stuff. We all went through that experience, but now we know it's some people that is having a little trouble getting out. So we hope this here has really helped you on today. So until next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, thank you, Apostle AJ, for your faithfulness and always coming on with your revelatory insight. Thank you, man of God. So everyone have a blessed week. God bless y'all.